From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has proclaimed the H1N1 swine flu pandemic a national emergency. The objective is to increase the ability of the nation's medical treatment facilities to handle any surge in patients with the virus. NPR's Paul Brown has details.
The president's proclamation allows the Secretary of Health and Human Services to temporarily waive some standard federal requirements of the Medicare, Medicaid, and state children's health insurance programs in order to implement emergency plans. White House officials say the declaration is similar to one that might be made in advance of a hurricane's landfall. 46 states have now reported widespread swine flu activity. More than 1,000 deaths in the U.S. have been connected to H1N1, including the deaths of almost 100 children. Makers of vaccines are rushing to produce an adequate supply, and in the past few days it was announced there would be enough for the season, though not immediately. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The number of failed banks around the nation has climbed to 106. The latest list of banks to succumb to the recession includes one in metro Atlanta. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Charles Edwards reports.
American United Bank lost almost $4 million last year, and this year, 10% of American United's loans were past due. Like many financial institutions, American United was hit by real estate loans gone bad during the recession. The federal government has turned over deposits from that bank and six others to more financially stable banks. Closing bad banks is taking its toll on the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Estimates show the FDIC has spent about $25 billion from its insurance fund this year. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
President Obama is calling on banks to lend more money to small businesses.
The goal here is to get credit where it's needed most, to businesses that support families, sustain communities, and create the jobs that power our economy. That's why we enacted the financial stability plan in the first place.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly media address. He said taxpayers stood by the banks during the financial crisis. Now banks should help to ensure a wider recovery. In Egypt, at least 15 people are dead and dozens of others injured south of Cairo, where a passenger train hit another train parked on the tracks. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Cairo.
Rescue workers are now at the scene trying to remove bodies and the injured from the wreckage. There have been several serious crashes on Egyptian railway lines in recent years. Last year, 44 people were killed in northern Egypt. And back in 2002, at least 360 people were killed in a fire on a crowded passenger train close to the location of the latest crash.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations is meeting in Thailand this weekend. Government leaders are calling for free and fair elections in Burma and for North Korea to return to six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. Dwali Saikautau reports.
At a Thai beach resort, leaders of 15 nations are meeting this weekend to discuss trade tariffs, climate change, and human rights. In a statement, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations urged the military rulers in Burma to release Nobel laureate and democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest and also push the Burmese junta to conduct their upcoming general elections in a transparent manner. North Korea's nuclear programs were also a concern for the group. Officials appealed to North Korea to fully comply with UN resolutions barring Pyongyang from ballistic activity and recommended that the North return to international talks aimed at denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
A meeting in New York Saturday could be a move toward restarting talks with North Korea. The State Department says a U.S. diplomat met with Ri Gun, North Korea's second-ranking official involved in the stalled six-country nuclear negotiations. Ri Gun is in the U.S. for unofficial meetings. The U.S. says it's willing to have direct talks with the North if it leads to the resumption of the six-party negotiations. United Nations nuclear inspectors have traveled to Iran and are due to take a look at an unfinished uranium enrichment facility Sunday. Iran's disclosure of the facility last month heightened fears about the aim of Iran's disputed nuclear program. The team has traveled there to verify Iran's claim that the facility is for peaceful purposes. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.